narrated Shaqiq that he had heard Hudhayfa saying, "Once we were sitting with Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, and he said, 'Who amongst you remembers the statement of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, about al-fitna, trial and affliction?' I said, 'I know it as the Prophet, peace be upon him, had said it.' Umar said, 'No doubt you are bold.' I said, 'Al-fitna caused for a man by his wife, money, children and neighbor is expiated by his as-salah, the prayers, as-sawm, the fasts, charity and by enjoining al-ma'ruf, Islamic monotheism and all that Allah has ordained, and forbidding al-munkar, disbelief, polytheism and all that Allah has forbidden.' Umar said, 'I did not mean that, but I asked about al-fitna, which will spread like the waves of the sea.' I, Hudhayfa, said, 'O leader of the faithful believers, you need not be afraid of it, as there is a closed door between you and it.' Umar asked, 'Will the door be broken or opened?' I replied, 'It will be broken.' Umar said, 'Then it will never be closed again.' I was asked whether Umar knew that door. I replied that he knew it as one knows that there will be night before the tomorrow morning. I have narrated a hadith that is free from any misstatement." The sub-narrator added that they deputed Masruq to ask Hudhayfa about the door. Hudhayfa said the door was Umar himself.